Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There has never been a better time to get into the action with MyBookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the filling of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action. Because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? You got the biggest smile you have ever had in my entire life. How this happens, we're going to get into that. 49ers deserve to be, but Dan Campbell is a moron. The 49ers come back. They gave up no points in the second half that were meaningful. Steve Wilks, I was like ready to go. But the second half adjustments, absolutely incredible. The 49ers were down 17 points at the half and came back and won? Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm so excited to be here with you.
And I don't know if it's I don't know if it's my feed, John. You're struggling a little bit on my end, but I don't care. Oh my, wow. I have never in all my years felt like we were further away from success, further away from overcoming where we're at. I'm at a loss for words, quite frankly. Attack game, Greg, you said it. They did it. They absolutely did it. We're going back to the Super Bowl to face our demons in the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to have a chance. We're going to have a chance to seal the deal this year and cement an incredible season and just bookend it and get back to where this franchise belongs, which is at the top.
Yeah. One of the greatest comebacks in 49ers history. I mean, this game felt over. You talk about the first quarter. When the first quarter ended, it was 14-0. It was 14-0. We were down 17 points at the half, and you felt like lucky to be down that much. They come out in the second half. They dominate nonstop. You got the turnover. The offense went off the freaking hook. It was incredible. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. The Lions fans, just like you saw just now, A-plus the whole time. They showed up. They showed out. They were respectful. They chanted for Jared Goff, which is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. But they were awesome. but they're going home, which is where they belong. But
at the end
this
of the day,
might
yeah.
have been the 49ers' greatest comeback ever in postseason history. Down 17 at the half, and to come back, we were winning by the end of the third quarter. So there's going to be some, like, analytics talking about whatever. 49ers versus Chiefs. I don't give a damn. The 49ers are right where they belong in the Super Bowl. Let's go, baby. Oh, this is awesome.
Statistically, John, it ties up with some of our other greatest comebacks in playoff history. It'd be 2003 versus, I believe, the New York Giants. Yes, and then we got the Atlanta Falcons, obviously, in 2012. That was an incredible game. But in terms of just how it felt, it was demoralizing. I was dejected. I was in my room, all the lights off. Like that one dude in the meme on Twitter, if you guys know meme culture, just that dude sitting there, computer glow, complete pitch dark, just like, oh my gosh, I was down bad. And I'm sure, I'm not the only one. I'm sure I'm not. But just in an incredible turnaround, I would love to have been a fly on the wall in the locker room to hear what was said, because it must have galvanized, you know, the guys. And Wow. John, again, I'm at a loss for words. Incredible.
I'll say this. One of my favorite things all year has been Steve Wilkes' halftime adjustment. Dude, thank you. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Dude, Lions fans are awesome. But Steve Wilkes was terrible. Like, the game plan that you had to come out, I think I texted or put on Twitter like three times, Ben Johnson has donkey punched Steve Wilkes. And that was like the facts. But you look at the second half, they didn't score a point. They didn't score a point until it was like all but over. So shout out to Steve Wilkes. We all doubt him. We keep going back to the well and just keep saying, like, he's terrible. He doesn't deserve this. But if you look at what he's done in the fourth quarter, if you look at what Steve Wilkes has done in the second half, the 49ers would not be in the Super Bowl without him. And I apologize to him, myself, for, like, questioning what he has done, because it was awful the first quarter. But good Lord, Steve Wilkes in the second half of the second half of every single game, absolutely insane. Great job, man. This defense showed up when it needed to. How are you down 17 points in the first half and come back and win? Not even come back and win in the fourth quarter. You came back and won in the third quarter. Oh, my gosh. One of the greatest comebacks of all time for a 49ers history. This was awesome. So incredible.
Oh, man. It really was just like just a testament to who these people are. You know, they wear the helmets. You don't see them, but you understand their mental fortitude and their ability to just overcome incredible odds. I mean, shoot, John, they basically had that comeback wrapped up in the first 8 minutes of the third quarter. Like, that's
so
incredible.
It was so quick.
And let's acknowledge there was certainly luck involved. I mean, to have a pass bounce off the dude's head and then land in Ayuk's arms, you know.
Right. No, you're not wrong. I mean, there were drops. There were Jared Goff. And a lot of it was Dan Campbell. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about Kyle Shanahan versus Dan Campbell. Where was the advantage? Dan Campbell was awful. If that dude kicked two field goals at the end of the second quarter and third quarter, you kick a field goal to win the game at the end, it's over. But he's such a freaking caveman. He's so bitter. He's so kneecap, bite the ankles. All that stuff, it cost those dudes a trip to the Super Bowl, which the Lions have never had. He is terrible. If I was Kyle Shanahan, and I'm a bitter person, I'm not a nice person, my game ball would go to Dan Campbell for constantly going for it on fourth down. Shows up. Thank you, Dan Campbell, for constantly going for it on the fourth. It cost them two times. They could have had field goals. And probably won the game. But instead, we're going to Las Vegas, baby. And Clayton, I want you to put this up on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Here, it's time.
Here's what we got.
And John, I'm just, I don't know if you can hear me, but John, I'm gonna take this promo over, John. It's a little rough on your end, unfortunately. Hope to get you back in a second, but we're gonna be in Las Vegas, folks. We'll be there Saturday, February 10th. We're gonna have Navarro Bowman and Vernon Davis coming out to Vegas. Do you wanna be in Vegas for the Super Bowl with these absolute Niner legends? Well, there is only one place where you can hang out with these guys the day before the Super Bowl. That is at the 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go check that out. And then we will be hosting a Super Bowl watch party on the Super Bowl game day, which will be the 11th at 2:30 p.m. Come hang out with us. It'll be somewhere on the strip. We're going to find out together, which is going to be awesome. All you can eat and drink. It's all included. We'll have DJs, music. It's everything you could ever ask for on Super Bowl Sunday is going to be in Vegas with the 49ers Rush Road Trip. So please, I implore you to go check that out because it's going to be a party like no other, and you're going to want to be there.
100%. Like, I'll say this. We have early bird pricing right now. So the sites are live now, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. The prices have to go up. Like, I don't know if people understand what it costs to rent out a venue on the strip on Super Bowl freaking weekend. It's not cheap. And for those of you that are like, oh, just go hang out and just like hang out at a bar or whatever else, there are places selling bar stools for $300 a piece just to sit down at the bar for one spot. So what we tried to do, we got a really good venue. We'll detail all that. I got to sign the contracts tomorrow and I'll let you know what all that is. But also, Navarro Bowman and Vernon Davis the night before. We got you guys. I'm not going to the game. It's going to be incredible. And if...
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want to go to the 49ers game? We have a raffle set up for you guys. It's $100 per ticket entry to get in. We're doing 2 Super Bowl tickets. We're giving them away, which is crazy because I'm not going to the game, but I want you to go to the game.
Yes.
I spent $16,500 just so you can go to the game. So in the description of this video, if you're watching on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, go to YouTube, go to our Spotify, Apple Tunes, or whatever. I don't care. The link is in the description of this video where you can contribute. $100 per entry. You can give as many as you want for 2 tickets. We're nominating those and giving those out on Thursday before the Super Bowl. So we've got the night before party with several 49ers legends. Then we have the Super Bowl party, watch party if you can't afford the tickets, or $100 if you want to go party and see the 49ers in the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs. This is redemption, Clayton. It's huge.
This is. And you know, there was all this talk, obviously, on social media about, oh, it's rigged, it's scripted, it's this and that. Oh, the 49ers are going to play the Ravens because of the logo. No. None of that crap. I don't want to hear it. Because you know what was written in the stars before? Yeah, you said it, my man. But you know what was written in the stars before this game kicked off? The 49ers are going to get their shot. And they had to overcome so much. John, let's not even forget. This was just one heart attack game. I've seen this many times in the chat. Last week was also, you know, overcoming pretty incredible odds to even get to this point. So this is our shot to do what we should have done in 2019-20 and bring home six. It's time to do it, and it's time to go right now. John, before we move on, I want to get to some super chats here. I got my man Bobo.
Thank you.
Now we have to beat the Chiefs and the refs. We got to beat them both. And you know what? I wouldn't trust any other 49, despite what we've seen the last couple of weeks, which has been questionable at times, to say the very least. But I would not trust any other 49ers team that I've seen in my lifetime to go into Las Vegas, go to Allegiant Stadium, and beat both the Chiefs and the refs and Taylor Swift and whoever the heck else they're going to throw at us. It's time to go. It's time to go right now. And you know what? I'm going to declare it right now. Celebrate while we're watching this video. But once we're done here,
yes,
it's time to lock in because we got a game in 2 weeks. We got to go. We got to go bring six home. We got to do it for the Bay. Absolutely we do. Let's go, man.
Let's roll some more.
Let's roll some more, John. I got Isaac right here. My apologies to John and the faithful. I called for Wilk's job, and he proved me wrong. The greatest momentum shift I have ever witnessed. I couldn't have said
it better. Man, there were so many people that kept texting me, we're done, the game's over, we're out, we should fire Kyle Shanahan. Like, are you kidding me? I text every single one of them back. Keep that same energy, bro. Like, come on, where are we at now? The 49ers just came back down 17 points. 17 points at the half to win the game. To go to the Super Bowl. Let's go, baby!
Yo, what's up, baby? This is incredible, man. And the faithful man.
Anybody says. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is a night to remember. I don't care. Ravens, Chiefs, don't give a damn. Nobody can take this away from me. The 49ers won, down 17 at halftime.
Let's shout out the faithful right now, John. Everyone at Levi's, people are watching this game in Cambodia, John. Can you believe that? Jim, shout out to you, my friend. And faithful around the world, there is no fan base in professional sports like the faithful. And, you know, obviously there's doubt. We were down 17 points going into the half. But we stayed faithful. We did what we had to do to help these guys win this game. And I just want to shout out every single one of you for staying faithful and doing what the heck we had to do. But we're not done. We're not finished,
man,
John.
So many people gave up on this game. Whether like every single Dallas Cowboy, Philadelphia Eagles fan in the world started texting me at the same time. And I just said, just wait and see. And Kyle Shanahan, Steve Wilks, oh my gosh. Second half, incredible. Now, were there some issues? Yes.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of issues? Yes. But Jake Moody misses a freaking field goal, which would have helped so much. So many missed tackles. Tayshawn Gibson. Oh, I love it. Tayshawn Gibson grew old before our eyes. Nick Bosa. Dude, I love Nick Bosa so much. He gave up two or three different plays that were huge because he was not hustling. But we'll break all that down. The 49ersrush.com, we got you guys. Man, this is a night of celebration. Oh, I'm so pumped. I'm going to go out for libations. We're going to have a good time. Oh, and if you're coming to the Super Bowl, I'm just telling you right now, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, or if you want tickets, look in the description of this video. Clayton, this is incredible, man.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. There are, before we depart, John. Yeah, man. Let's go. I love it, man. And sticking around after the game, man. That's just like, how incredible is that, John? I love that for the faithful. I love it for you. John, before we get out of here, there's two more Super Chats that I want to get to. We're going to do them right now. And we'll get y'all the heck out of here. We can all go drink a celebration beverage this evening instead of a sadness. I was prepped, John. I had beers on deck ready to just drown my sorrows. But we're going to drown my happiness instead, John. And I'm so excited. Let's go. Jonas Lima right here, my friend. Thank you very much. He writes, I don't know who you are, but if you're going to war for that kid, you're dead inside. All right. I love it. I love that energy.
Love it.
Let's go. And I got one Edguero right here. Thank you, my friend. Who can say Brock isn't the MVP now? Man, he damn near had more rushing yards than Lamar Jackson in like a quarter and a half. Yeah! Woo! That's awesome.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you look at Brock Purdy. There were so many people that were ready to, like, just bury it, move on, whatever else. He showed up in the biggest moments, rushing the football. Everybody wants to talk about Lamar Jackson. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, Patrick Mahomes. What happened when the play was shut down and everything was on the line? Down not one, not two, but three scores. Brock Purdy says, let's go. Put it on my back. Put it on my back. Mm-hmm. I tweeted this out. And I said, greatest comeback in 49ers history before halftime. And that's what we saw today, Clayton. This mm-hmm. was incredible. Oh, I love it. If you're a Niners fan, I just want to say you're welcome. Not that I did anything, but... Remember this night. Remember this. Now we get to go against the big bad wolf, Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't give a damn. I'm so thankful for who this team is, what they have, the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, the defensive coordinator. Oh, my gosh, Steve Wilks, incredible. I can't wait, man. So let's wrap the show up. I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to celebrate a little too hard. I'm not driving, but I'm just saying, we're going to have a good time. Way to go, 49ers. This is incredible. I don't care when you became a fan. This moment is something you should remember forever. This is incredible. Down 17 points at the half. Woo!
Woo!
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, how cool is this, man? Hey, let's wrap this up. Let's go, man.
Let's do it.
I got to go party.
Heck yeah. You and me both, John. We're going to do it in different ways, but we're still going to have a blast. And I hope that all of you do as well. Remember this. If you don't take anything else away from tonight, just remember, you witnessed history. You just saw something that... incredible. The odds were so stacked against him. I would have loved to have looked at the lines at halftime and just put my whole account on the Niners. I would have felt stupid, but I would have been right. And you know what? That's just a testament to what this team, you know, can do for you. They're going to bring you to your lowest lows. They're going to bring you to your highest highs. But at the end of the day, these guys are going to buckle down. They're going to do what they need to do. And we're going to go and we're going to have one more game this year. And you know what's going to happen?
Let's go, baby.
We're going to be there. You're going to be there. The Niners, most importantly, are going to be there. So, folks, until next time, I implore you to stay strong, faithful. See ya. There we go. Bye, guys.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.